Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so where's my, hang on. Okay, I have a story here from The Villages. Oh my gosh. All right. So The Villages, it's actually they have like a whole, I didn't know that they had like a whole newspaper too. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, they totally do. It's like Villages News. That's literally it. So a suspect, a Florida man, snatched a woman's dog and slashed her tires at her apartment complex in Lady Lake. Travis Lee Cayley, 33, of Lady Lake, went to the woman's residence, began banging on her door at about 3 in the morning on Saturday at the Quarters Apartments, according to the Lady Lake Police Department. When she opened her door, that is when, apparently, and my computer just shut off, that is when apparently the individual grabbed her dog and then ran towards the parking lot, took out a knife, slashed the passenger side front tire and rear tire of her SUV. And I can't say that, what he shouted at her. And then he drove away in his green Ford Ranger pickup. So he was caught by police. When they arrived at his home, they immediately spotted his truck. They noticed the front grill was warm to the touch. He did not answer the door. When he came to the door, he declined to speak with police. He was arrested on charges of burglary and criminal mischief. But the dog, though, where's the dog? That's what we want to know. Snatched her dog and left. Where's the dog? I don't care about nothing else but the dog. Come on. How are you going to be writing this story not even going to give us an update about the dog? Good heavens. A Florida man was found with meth inside of his M&M Minis container.
What?
Escambia County Sheriff's Office said a Pensacola man is behind bars. This was Tuesday of this week after he was caught with meth and other drug paraphernalia inside his M&M Minis container in a Winn-Dixie parking lot. Edward Busby was booked into Escambia County Jail at about 2:30 in the morning on Tuesday. Well, damn, everything was popping off 2:30 in the morning. He was booked on no bond. He's charged with possession of a controlled substance without a prescription, possession of drug paraphernalia, and failure to appear, according to his arrest report. Another green Ford Ranger. What the heck?
Hey.
These are two separate people in two separate parts of Florida. Yeah. Uh-huh. They saw this dude with his green truck parked next to a dumpster in the parking lot of the Winn-Dixie. Deputy asked Busby and a passenger what they were doing, and they go, "We're eating sandwiches. That's all we're doing. We're eating. Turn up my thing. They said we're eating sandwiches, which is at 2:30 in the morning when you're behind the dumpster. So the deputy asked, "Okay, so you guys are eating sandwiches?" And they said, "Yeah, we're gonna go home after this." So he gave him his driver's license, and yeah, we're just innocent men. We're just innocent men.
It's not loud enough. You did turn yours up.
Oh my gosh. Here, I'm going to do it again.
We're just normal men.
I love this. What do you mean?
What do you mean, normal men?
We're just innocent men.
They're eating sandwiches before they went home. So they gave him the driver's license upon request. He had an active warrant out. He was placed under arrest, put in the patrol car. So then Busby told the deputy that he had a rolled up piece of plastic in his sock. It tested positive for meth. And then another deputy came to the scene with a canine, searched the car, and that's when they found more drug paraphernalia inside. So he goes to court on May 19th. Eating sandwiches. We're just here, officer, not doing anything illegal with meth. We are eating sandwiches.
Legal sandwiches.
Just having legal sandwiches. Two dudes having sandwiches behind a dumpster of a Winn-Dixie. I mean, what is wrong at 2:30 in the morning? That is not, yeah, it's totally normal, not illegal. Really? You gotta pull over to eat you a Sammy? Come on. Kel-Tec launched into 2023 this year with a new addition to their lineup of innovative high-performance firearms. The new Kel-Tec P15 has broken the mold. Compact and maximum firepower generally don't go hand in hand. However, the P15 offers both in a uniquely small package. The P15 is an excellent choice for concealed carry. It offers plenty of dependable firepower to secure your world. This Striker fire pistol is the lightest, thinnest, double-stack 9mm handgun on the market. At only 14 ounces, 7/8 inches wide and a 4-inch barrel. You could say mini, but mighty. The double-stack magazine holds 15 plus 1 total capacity. That's standard. All Kel-Tec firearms are made in the USA and come with a lifetime warranty as the original owner with proof of purchase. Sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories. The P15 is an excellent choice if you're looking for concealed carry. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C Weapons.com. Secure your world with Kel-Tec.
Mr. Chairman, Ms. Rodriguez, I apologize that you had to. You're here for a hearing on the border. They don't want to talk about a border. Mr. Swalwell is down there. Obviously, everybody knows he's made some comments. He's got a checkered past. He's alleged.
I'm sorry. Relationships a checkered past. I would ask.
It's my time.
Mr.
Alleged affairs relationships
past?
With
No.
Yum
sir,
Yum.
You don't get to say that. That's
he
not
he
true.
Had alleged relationship with Yum Yum.
I ask the gentleman's words be taken down.
You don't get to say
Mr.
that.
Chairman,
pal.
I ask
we
the gentleman's words be taken down as casting a slur on another member.
I am here.
He's making.
Yum Yum. Words of the gentleman be taken down as casting a slur on another member.
Yum Yum. Yeah, that was too good. That's too good. That's too good. That was all hell broke loose yesterday in the House. It was the Fing Fing reference. Now it's going to be Yum Yum forever. Yum. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you. Top of our second hour. I thought you would like that. That was pretty good. You got that too. If you get the newsletter, I sent that out to you. I sent that. How did I put it? I said Representative Troy Nels calls out Eric Swalwell for having an affair with Yum Yum. And Swalwell gets mad and cusses. Which he totally did. Oh, gosh, you'd just love to see it. Welcome again back to the program. Your amused curmudgeon, Dana Lash, here with you. You can listen coast to coast. You can watch the simulcast of the radio show. You can stream it. You can watch the simulcast of the radio program. YouTube, Facebook, Channel 347, DirecTV as well. Sign up for that newsletter over at Substack, Chapter and Verse. I mean, Fing Fing sounds not as cool as Yum Yum. By the way, I'm glad that you didn't play that Bieber song because I thought better of it after. Because the guys were like, we're going to play the Bieber song. That Bieber, that Yum Yum song by Bieber. Like, oh my gosh, I'm going to murk myself on air. So it's going to happen. Can't do it.
You
can't.
Wanted it at first.
No. At first I was like, no. Okay, no. And then I thought better of it. You're welcome. Because then I'd have to play like a whole bunch of Slayer or something just to, you know, cleanse our ears. Anyway, so he was upset. Swalwell said, don't say that blank to me. And tempers flared. It's a good way to put it. Over his suspected ties to the Chinese spy, he goes, you do not get to say that. Burp. And I love, by the way, it was so, the way that they did it, because Nels was, he just kept going. He knew he was trolling. He knew it. Republicans brought a cave troll today. I was reading this the transcript, and I can just hear the passive aggressiveness. It's just, he's like, yeah, I apologize. That, you know, you had to be here for this hearing on the border. You know, Swalwell's down there. Obviously, everyone knows he's made some comments. He's got a checkered past. And Swalwell, the guy threatened to nuke everyone.
Yeah, he did.
And farted on TV.
He did.
I mean, that's not a joke. He actually did that. That was not audio added. That was a real video. I don't know if you know that. That was legit real. And then he's like, excuse me, what? Checkered past? And then he just gave Nels the, you know, Nels goes, you know, it's my time. Alleged affairs, relationship with Yum Yum. And then he kept going. He goes, well, he had alleged relationships with Yum Yum, and now he's angry. You couldn't hear him say that because Swalwell was shouting. He was so mad. Oh, my gosh. Now, of course, you know, Nels is referring to the honey trap known as Christine Fang, Fang Fang. I've had two cups of coffee today. Actually, a cup and a half, cup and a third. So I'm a little wound tight. Can I just say something? If you're going to call someone a honey trap, they should be attractive.
Yes.
Okay. Like, don't be like, oh, purported honey trap. And then I see a picture and I'm like, golly, the hell? What in drunk goggles is going on here? Right? Like, if you're going to be a honey trap, you should be, I think of like Jessica Rabbit style. Not fine, fine. I just, it's not, or yum, yum. Oh my gosh, it's going to be forever. I'm going to just forever. Oh, the next time if I am at, I rarely go to DC, but if I'm ever in DC again and I see Swallow, I'm going to go, hey, yum, yum, just to see what happens.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So this is, I have this under LOL. New York Post. ESPN fires a Major League Baseball reporter, Marley Rivera, for calling a fellow reporter a fun see you next Tuesday. She was fired. She uttered the words. It was on a hot mic. So, come on. She uttered the words on a hot mic towards a fellow female reporter over an Aaron Judge interview. She's been a dugout reporter on Home Derby Run. And she, you know, she brought, you know, she was valued for her different perspective. It occurred Tuesday at Yankee Stadium. I got to say, you know what? No. It was a hot mic. It was an accident. She was rebuffed, though. She said she because that's what she had said, too. And they said, oh, that's, you know, that's unfair, blah, blah, blah. First off, I think they're being really harsh on her because usually where there's smoke, there's fire. Just got to say. It's true. Yeah, I said it. So also, Jerry Springer kicked the bucket. 79 years old. Yeah. Anyway, moving on. What?
The former mayor.
And? And Santa lives up at the North Pole. Let's see. We told you about the house debt ceiling vote. You know what, Kane? My mother said, I had two rules in my family. If you don't have anything nice, go sit by grandma. If you don't have anything nice to say, go sit by grandma. Because that's the only one who tolerated and enjoyed it. And secondly, never speak ill of the dead. And I am unable to do either of these things. So we're moving on. So I'm being a good person. Okay? Okay? All right. So also, this is kind of funny. Tucker Carlson was photographed in Florida. I want to know what kind of souped up golf cart that is. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. But he was talking to the media. He said that he's enjoying his retirement's going well and that he's having dinner with his wife for the first time in 7 years. He says appetizers plus entree as he drove his chopped up golf cart away. That was kind of funny. We have a lot more on the way, folks. We got to talk about 2024. Stick with us.
I also think of the Emmy Award winning TV shows like Squid Games, which I will confess Doug and I binge watched at home over a series of weeks.
Okay, that's like regular watching.
And I think of the actress, Yoon Ya Jung, who I met in Seoul last year when I convened groundbreaking South Korean women. She is the first Korean to win an Academy Award.
So they had...
These are examples of the cultural ties and the intertwined history between our nations.
Is that the only thing she can mention is Squid Games? I mean, Pachinko was a huge movie. You can't even acknowledge that. Yep. Train to Busan, which was one of the scariest, like, horror films, I think, of the past, like, 10 years. That thing was terrifying. It was about zombies. I love zombies. It was a zombie. I mean, there's, like, so many good South Korean television series and... dramas and you know, films, everything. She only knew that? That's the only one she knew? I mean, it's not bad, but that's the only one that she knew? They had a state dinner with South Korean leaders last night. And they had, you know, people who are notable in the South Korean community in the United States, and then, you know, other lawmakers, etc., that they had attend this. But I just thought, of all that, that's not, no, do not put her up. Do not put her up there to speak. It's going to be bad. That's the only thing that she could. I know that not everyone. Okay, so I don't know if it's a dirty secret. I don't think it is. But like over lockdown, because I got really into crochet cars and anime. Right. I've seen all the anime. Pretty much all of it. I'm going through Monster right now. There's not anything I haven't seen.
Oh, that's not true.
Pretty sure. Just because I don't like some of the stuff that you like doesn't mean that I...
It has nothing to do with that. By the way, I celebrate when we have different tastes when it comes to anime. But I also celebrate when we have the same taste. But do you know there's millions and millions of anime? You have not seen it all. You have not.
No, not all of it. No. But I've seen a lot of it. I mean, you'll spend forever on Crunchyroll. There's like, just on that alone, there's so much. But, I mean, there's so much. There's so many K-dramas. There's so many like good South Korean films. And, I mean, you know, that's like, it just seems like she could have done a little bit more and spoken a little bit more. like, you know, the director of Pachinko, or, you know, some of the other major gains that South Korean directors and filmmakers and writers and artists have, you know, just in the past 10 years alone, their art scene has absolutely exploded. Their film scene, I mean, is, I mean, they're making some of the best stories. I love K-dramas. I love K-dramas. In fact, I have to keep my Netflix separate from the rest of my family because it thinks that I am a young South Korean girl. I'm not even lying. Like, it's... And so now I'm like, I want to go to South Korea so bad.
Next, you'll be putting the VPN in.
Oh my gosh, right? I know.
Watching it as though you're from Korea.
Well, one of my oldest son like went over and was looking at my Netflix and he's like, what do you watch? He's like, what in the world? He's like, what do you watch even? I'm like, I don't know. Anyway, you know why? Because it's A, it's actually the I like the characters. It's wholesome. Not everything is skanky because they actually have like, you know, some a little bit more morality with how they do some of their programming. But, you know, it's a good escape. That's why a lot of people like anime. It's why I think one of the reasons the anime has exploded for the same, you know, kind of reason.
It's wholesome. It really is.
Yeah. All right. Good is good and evil is evil. All right. We could talk more about this, but today in stupidity.
Oh, man. I had so much to choose from, but we'll go with this one. One of the kids, the White House, threw Biden for a loop here. Listen to this.
The last country I've traveled, I'm thinking what's the last one I was in.
What was he?
I've been to 89... Met with 89 heads of state.
Yeah,
so
the
far.
Last country you were
so,
at.
So, what was that one? What was the last? Where was the last place I was? It's hard to keep track.
The kid's like Ireland.
I mean, you're right. Ireland. That's where it was.
How do you not remember going to Ireland?
It was just
what an insult to the Irish. They're like, oh, I thought he'd remember us. Oh my goodness.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.